Hey there, what the Canuck fans, what the Canadians. It's me, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, Mac Maron. On today's episode of WTF, we have, from With Apologies, CEO. Yeah, that's right, CEO. Now, we recorded this on Anchor. It's an app. And this Anchor is complete and utter shit. And it mixed up the audio, and the audio quality is really low. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in studio, we're going to turn the volume up, we're going to cut and paste things that are put in the wrong order, and we may add some extra color commentary. So if you hear a beep like this, that means I'm jumping in from the future to answer a question that didn't get answered, or to fill in the gaps and somewhere the audio dropped out so that you can still pay attention. This episode is shit. It's a complete note of shit, but you know, if you're a With Apologies fan, you know this is part of the canon. You're gonna enjoy this. Get some backstory. If you're new to the show and you don't know the backstory, this might be a good primer for you to get into things, catch up on who some of these characters are. All right, without further ado, lock the gates!
Hey, guys.
Fuck, it's Kenny. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I got him. I'm getting him to fill in for me.
Nothing would frustrate me more than if Kenny, like, his particular form of autism, he was just great at hacking, and he could just pop into any show I was doing.
Does Kenny frustrate you?
He's grown on me, but it took a lot to get there. I really just hated him uncontrollably in the beginning. He's what I would call, like, a needy person.
I'm not needy, douchebag.
Did you listen to his interview with Ross Dog?
No.
Would you like one of his award-winning questions?
What's your favorite punk rock band?
You did listen.
No, I didn't. I didn't listen. I just assumed nothing changes.
So, what's three bands you wanted to see as a kid that you got to see as an adult? I'll tell you mine first.
Okay. What are they, Kenny?
Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then some other ska punk shit. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. So welcome to IanEllis.podbean.com. Are you ready for an in-depth actor studio style interview?
Okay.
What would you say is your biggest comedic influence?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, bro.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody said that to James Lipton? Is he dead?
Yeah, he died not even that long ago. Kind of surprised you don't know that, considering you knew his fucking name.
I feel like there was some kind of scandal with, like, him and French prostitutes. Is that a thing?
Yeah, he admitted that he was a pimp when he was younger. I'm like, you're the biggest dork. I would not have expected you to get.
Yeah, he taught me everything I know. Actor Studio book. Studio for Pimps would have been far superior as programming goes.
Yeah, with the Pimp Studio? That's what Dante's trying to do.
Yeah. I talked to Lewis today, very briefly. Lewis Farrakhan, who, did you know he got kicked off of Twitter?
No, I don't really keep up with it. I kind of assume when I leave that it's like all my toys are still going to be there.
That's how you treat reality?
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Like, I assume nothing really goes on when I'm like that.
Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, guys, can you just chill out for a minute? I'm going to do something else. No, just pause wherever you're at. Whatever you're doing, just pause right there.
So Lewis got kicked off Twitter. Why did he get kicked off Twitter?
Lewis Farrakhan, not Lewis J. Gomez. Lewis J. Gomez is still on Twitter.
That sucks.
I had tweeted a link at him, and he hit me in the DMs and was like, hey, man, don't tweet at me asking me to share something, because if I do share it, then I'll have 8 million people hitting me up. He's like, just, like, tag me in it later. And I was like, hey, the show's on summer break, so if you got an opening in the next 4 weeks, my Sundays are available. And he's like, well, we're in studio now. And I was like, all right, well, fly me out, you rich fuck. And he told me I would have to suck his dick because he's getting mighty parched. Anyway, I said all that to say I spent most of the day thinking about what would happen if the guests were me and Dante.
Yo, you know how happy I am to hate Dante.
That's like the million-dollar question. Would we immediately squash the beef?
No, there's no squashing it.
I don't know what I would do if he, like, physically jumped at me. I don't know if the John Wick reflexes would kick in fast.
He wouldn't do that.
Like, Dante, come on. Just admit you're a fraud. Yeah, I'll kill you.
I'll kill you, motherfucker.
Keep saying I look like a turnip.
That's right. That's something you should get into for new people. What was it that final? Because I know what it was with Link.
Hey guys, it's me, Future Marin, year 2078. Things are bad, but I'm not here to tell you about that. CEO asked Ian, why did he finally turn on Dante Nero? Dante Nero used to be Patrice O'Neill's co-host on a show called The Black Phillip Show. And then Patrice died. And about a year after that, Ian started talking to Dante and had him on his show as a guest. And from there, that was kind of like the pilot for The Beige Phillip Show. And he helped Dante Nero start his podcast, The Beige Phillip Show, now known as Man School 101. And he helped Dante put out an album, his one and only album, Dante Nero Live. Ian Ellis is even on the album. You know it's an Ian Ellis production because the audio quality is shit. was probably recorded on Anchor. So Ian and Dante were really good friends. Now, Dante wound up appearing on an early episode of With Apologies. And I'll see if I can put a link in the description below. And Ian and Dante were really good friends, but there were some things that started coming up as red flags. First, you know, Ian used to just constantly ask Dante for Patrice stories, because Patrice is Ian's favorite comedian. And at some point, Dante said, yeah, you know, me and Patrice weren't even friends the last year of his wife. And Ian was like, wait, what? You keep telling everybody you're his best friend. You're continuing the show. What the fuck? Yeah, you know what it's like when there's two alphas around. You start alphaing each other. Plus, there was this other guy named Greer. He had little dinosaur arms. He's a bad guy. Ask Tony Woods about him. One time, Tony Woods went out of the country, and he had Greer look after his storage unit, and Greer sold all the shit in Tony Woods' storage unit. Yeah. Anyway, he started telling Patrice that I was biting his style. Yeah, so Ian defended Dante for a while and told people, like, you know, Dante taught Patrice the pimp game and Patrice taught Dante the comedy game. And, you know, that's why there was a crossover between them. But that was the first red flag that stuck in the back of his head. So early in With Apologies, we were doing a lot of trolling around different shows. And Ian wound up, you know, arguing with a lot of people about Dante. And you know, he just took all the hate and he took it in stride and had fun with it. And this guy, Jimmernam, and then CEO called into Jimmernam's show as Dante Nero. And Ian sent the clip to Dante, and Dante was like, yeah, please don't send me stuff like this. I can't handle the trolls. I can't deal with it. And that was the second big red flag where Ian was like, ah, this is a little sus. What's going on here? And then when Dante's album was recorded, the stage setting was three massive paintings that were done by Ian's friend Lux. And Ian had asked Dante to auction off the paintings to help pay Lux, because it wound up costing about $1,000 for him, and that was a real low budget. That was just recouping the cost of doing the paintings. And Dante never got around to it. Well, then Lux got cancer. Everybody in his family had died of cancer. And so Ian started hitting him up and saying, like, hey, man, can we do this, get some money for his family? and Dante didn't respond, and then Lux died, and Ian went to the funeral, and he called Dante from the funeral. He sent him a video message saying, like, hey, I'm here, look, these are your paintings, we're at the funeral, Lux is dead, and Dante just never responded at all, and that was the point where Ian was like, all right, fuck this guy. Also, CO had been wearing him down by teasing him for years and years. All right, guys, back to the show.
I know with Lane, when he finally turned on Dante, is when Dante, I gave him his catchphrase back to him, and he's like, you got now.
Yeah, and he didn't even know it was his catchphrase, and he he backed down immediately. Who is this playing on my phone? You're not gonna quack my jaw.
I'm not gonna lie. I was a little pissed when you gave him my phone number, but he quickly turned it. Oh, this could be fun.
So you were teasing him, and he hit me up like, "What's this about?" and I just gave you up immediately. Like, it's CEO. Here's his phone number. Here's his address. Go get him.
No. Which makes me know that if we ever go to jail for this, you're going to give me up right away. Jesus. So I might as well turn on you.
I hope it doesn't get to that level. I was watching a movie called not The Corporation, The Institute. And it's one of these like real life treasure hunt LARPing games. Have you heard about these?
I have heard of them. I don't know what they are, but I've heard of them
all over. Like, they're a secret society, and then people start putting it together. Just naturally, large groups come together and start trying to figure out these riddles.
It seems like the type of people that would be into this are the types that are into flat earth.
You'd be surprised. They had to make a follow-up documentary called The Bright Axiom or something like that.
Can I just say something that has nothing to do with this, but when you said large groups of people going together, it just got my mind going. There is a group of people out there of Jordan Peterson fans who think he's like a pimp, and it just the Jordan Peterson fans of 2020, they're all extremely autistic.
Ain't right for him. I don't think he understands what they are, and he just sort of tacitly is like, "Okay, no. They're not hurting me. It's because I said my Kermit, right?"
for a fucking psychologist, he has no idea about autism.
I do wonder, because every teacher talks about their students, if they don't just sit around in the psychology classes diagnosing stages of autism and neediness. And what's it going to take to get this bitch off my back?
I would love to know what his students think of his family.
He's like Gavin's Asian dude.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine the amount of people? Because the thing about teachers is they're easy to find. Like, you just go on the internet and it literally tells you where. That's why I'm surprised no one pipe bombed his house. Because it's like, you can blow up his office.
I'm sure there's a TA that's been following him, like, since the beginning, like, got kicked out of school for him. And he's, like, madly jealous of his daughter. He's like, but Mr. Peterson, I do everything right. I do all the right things, Daddy.
Oh, the fucking daughter thing is even weirder. It's like, you know, that's how people, you know, people are a fan of Will Smith, but nobody cares about Jaden Smith.
Been unaware.
No, I know he's popular, but nobody gives a shit about what he thinks. Does anyone give a shit at what he thinks? You know, it reminds me of the Blue Jays. Like, here's the thing. They have their three best players are all the sons of two Hall of Famers and one really good guy. So they got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., they got Bo Bichette, and then they got Kevin Biggio. And it's like two of them in Bichette and Guerrero are really good, But Biggio is just like, you just assume that he would be as good as his dad.
He's kind of the George Bush Jr. of the group.
Yeah, he's the they try to like the marketing for the team. Like they try to like hype him like, oh, he's like, yeah, he's as good as them, but it's like he's just not.
I think a kid should just do the opposite of whatever their father did. Like Michael Jordan's son should just stay as far away from basketball as humanly possible. Yeah, I make macrame. No, I never touch the ball. I don't even jump. Feet haven't left the ground.
Yeah. So Dante's son should be as far away from Verizon.
It's robot now. This Anchor thing, the last time I used it, it recorded everything in the wrong order. So somebody was like laughing at my jokes before I made them or responding to my questions before I asked them. It was fucking trippy, man. If this was a CIA wiretap, it would have been dismissed as evidence in the court.
That's what I hope happens here. I gotta say, there's another group of people that the thing is that's weird is you love Red Bar so much, yet you have no idea about the BBG, what's going on in there. Let me tell you something, Ian. I'm gonna let you in on some juicy detail. The BBG might be the gayest place on planet Earth right now. It's still filled with. It's like Mike has taken time off and has just let everybody in, and you have a shit. Royce and Merch are gone. But you have a shit ton of.
You're roboting like crazy. Can you stand on the TV and hold our ears up?
I'm not doing that. Fuck that.
Somebody asked me why I wasn't in the BBG. I said it would consume my life too much. Yeah, you're stroking out. Your battery needs to take some lithium. You're spurging, bro. I'm sure you're saying something fascinating. And in the recording, I'll be the one that's all... And you'll be nice and clear. Try to leave and come back. And close any other apps you have open. And turn on Do Not Disturb. Text messages can cause the phone to lose reception.
I don't have any of that
now
shit.
Now you're nice and clear.
Okay, I don't know why that was, but anyway, as I was saying, the Red Bar group is the gayest place on Earth right now.
Well, yeah, Mike said, if you look up to him, if you like the show so much, don't feel like you gotta bash him just so you could be cool, just to show that you could stand up to him. Just relax and enjoy the show.
Well, the problem is, even the Red Bar group regulars, you can tell they are not enjoying this.
Listen, man.
That's the problem.
I've watched Red Bar for a long time. He goes through phases. I wasn't a fan of Melton Watch, but I just, you get through it, it'll change. It'll be something new in a year.
Gotta get rid of these fucking autists, though. These spurred burglars.
He talks about it a lot, where he's like, we gotta get rid of these guys.
Yeah, so, but that's the thing. It's like, it's really simple. It's not like getting rid of them isn't like court where you have to make something sick. You look who's talking, and like some guy today put in a post as an example about Mike is a Wahhabist, and then which is some form of Islam that I don't know, like, I guess it's the bad form. Sure. And he listed a bunch of reasons why, and everyone was like, this isn't fun, like, this isn't funny, you expect us to know what these things fucking mean, and it's like, it's just not fun. Red Bar has fun. Red Bar, even you want to know something? Even Nick said it.
Not Nick.
Speaking of which, I know I'm going from topic to topic, but I was talking to Nick yesterday, and we have a new pool, someone who I'm very, very excited about. Former Pride FC superstar.
Hey guys, me, Mark Maron here again. Definitely not Ross Dog. So here's a clip of Charles Crazy Horse Bennett, and his name will be in the episode description. This is him doing a prank call on a debt collector, or a debt collector called him. So don't get rattled. He's a black guy, and this is him having a goof.
See me? I'm a nigger, and I run fast.
It's one, you know, like uno, 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 nigger. And then there's nine, you know, like nine niggers getting hung. And then there's like zero, no niggers getting hung. And then there's like four niggers running from getting hung. You got that, sir?
No, I'm sorry, I had trouble hearing you, sir.
Would you like to hear that again, sir?
Yes, sir, I'll try to listen.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna say it real slow for you, okay? Okay, you fucker? Nigger? You nigger fucker? It is 19. You got that?
No, sir, I missed the first word, I'm sorry.
Okay. It's 04, nigger. That's when they stopped slavery. Then they brought it back in the ninth. Any. Tell those motherfuckers I ain't got no money for them, nigger. They owe us. Black man, get your money.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't understand anything you said.
Well, you're just as black as one of those niggers. I understand why you don't hear shit I'm saying. Goddamn nigger. Always call and ask for money. Tell those white son of bitches I ain't got no money for them.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm at the disconnect. I
cannot
hear you. I'm sorry.
God damn it, nigger. Are you kidding me?
I'll call you back later, okay, sir?
You nigger lover.
All right, bye-bye, sir.
Yes, nigger lover.
Feeling it? They want your money, huh?
They want the goddamn nigger's money.
Yeah.
I got no money for him.
Yeah.
Goddamn bastard, quit calling me. When did he feel uncomfortable?
Charles Bennett.
Coming down.
Go on YouTube, type in Felony Charles Bennett. He's a fighter, and I should say former fighter, because he's lost his last 10 fights. And he's literally homeless, and he live streams out of his car now. And it's just him hitting blunts and yelling at like his paranoid delusions. And he live streams to less people than I can't believe it's less than what With Apology Gets Live. Like, he's doing it for like 20 people.
You're the only one.
And we get like 30.
It's you and Joe Booney.
No, I'm not. No, it's not. That's not true. There's a bunch of Russians that watch him.
So are we just going to document his demise like BAM? We're just going to watch it spiral out?
We might. I think we should. I mean, I really like that we have a guy who, for some reason, the UFC never got him. And if they did, like, I feel like they would have cleaned him up. Like, up until about 2000, let's call it 2007, Pride was bigger than the UFC. So he was fighting in the biggest league in the world for a while, you know what I mean? But... So, you know, he was making good money. He was still cracking with fucking
gold teeth, though. You're telling me this Street Fighter,
you know,
villain from Street Fighter 2 doesn't have media training? They didn't.
Oh, he has none. He has absolutely none. He's great. He's got like six kids. He's been in jail like 19 times for like kids. His dog and he's just good. Oh, by the way, he's in Ocala, Florida. Ross Dog's like looking for a roommate, right?
You know what? I think we make him the Joe Button of UFC, and we get him and you and Joe Booney and Ross Dog to start doing these Joe Rogan pre-fight UFC shows or post-fight analysis, whatever the fuck.
No, yeah, they do fight analysis while the show's going on. which I'm like, Joe, you get paid to do that. Why are you doing it for free in your off time?
And then just market the fuck out of it. Like, it's his thing.
I was thinking we got to get him to come on with apologies. I mean, I don't even think
he shouldn't be.
I don't think he's in a position to say no.
He's the kind of guy, if we catch him on Facebook, we could join his live and just start talking to him.
Oh, no, he's on YouTube. But you got to get a thing
where you can.
Like, he's live all the time, and here's all.
If someone's live, you can jump in the call, and that makes it a lot easier to get in there.
Well, let me tell you something about Mr. Felony Charles Bennett, though. First off, Ian, what you're going to do later today is you're going to check out his highlight video. No one had crazier highlights than this dude. Okay? Like, he's 100% street, too. He's like, he's not Dante Nero, where he's like, young man, I'm an OG. He's like, no.
I have zero faith that this guy will be able to, operate a StreamYards of his own accord. He's gonna have to be invited to stuff.
Part of me goes like, there's a big part of me that is like, man, I used to watch this guy as a kid, and like, you know, I feel like, you know, I should, I guess, help him. But there's a bigger part of me. There's a bigger part of me that goes, I think his decline is like the fact that he always does streams that say I'm only here for a minute, and then he's there for doing streams for like 6 hours in the front of his car with his gold. I mean, come on, man, you gotta
listen, man. He could be your Dante Nero. We could do like we'll pull a reverse Creed,
yeah, where
instead of a young man seeking out an old fighter for training, the young man's gonna seek out an old man. You're gonna put him through his paces. You're gonna get him punching dead cows and running up steps.
I like
going vegan and shit.
Yeah, like yo, and you lost 10 fights in a row.
I think so. It was all spurred.
Is this still work going? Is this still going?
When Joe Rogan flies around the country, he goes to dojos and fights kids. There has to be some kind of underground ring
you
put this guy in. Like, take him on tour to dojos and just be like, if you want to throw down with this former TV fighter.
You know what? We got to do that.
You got to work your way up sometimes, man. That's what we're going to do. Stay swinging when you lose 10 times in a row. You got to build his confidence back up. Let him.
Yeah, you lose 10 times in a row.
So, and work his way up to pimply face teens.
You know, the thing about him is, too, is no one had more natural. He had no skill. He was all talent. Like, no one had more natural hitting guy.
You know, if we can build this guy back up, we could go through like Lewis and all these like low level Joe Rogan guys that do UFC.
Yeah.
And get some kind of celebrity match going. You know, we get him into the world of comedy and them into the world of UFC.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking because that is what happens now. We need to get Luis Gomez. Lewis is bigger than him. Crazy Horse is only like 5'6", like 150 pounds. So, you know, or sorry, he doesn't go by Crazy Horse. He goes by Felony Man. But, you know, Felony tells Man, we get Lewis J. Gomez to fight him.
You know, it'd be a big street cred for Lewis if he won, get some of that aggression out. Or he gets this dude's name in the headlines if he wins. He's back. He's worked his way up from the bottom.
You know what?
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
You know what's weird about UFC fans, and I am one of them, but it seems like this is very 2007, the Luis J. Gomez thing, where, you know, you're a fan, so now you have to be a fighter or whatever. It's very 2007.
All right, you still there?
Of course I am.
Let me tell you a story real quick about how I got scammed. Because I just got a text message. This is the backstory. I went on a little shopping spree on Instagram. And what did I buy? I bought some new glasses that they could get your prescription off of, like, your phone. They never arrived, so I've asked for a refund. The other thing I bought were some veneers, some fake teeth. I wish I had some big fake teeth. They were $15. They took like 2 months to arrive. They came the other day. I just opened them up today, and it's the same plastic as like some vampire teeth and just nothing to hold them up. It's just a cheap, shitty little piece of plastic. It was $15 and it came from China.
Hey guys, me, Mark Maron. So at this point, the call starts dropping out, and CO had asked Ian, why did you buy fake teeth?
I get self-conscious about my teeth on video. Anyway, my wife just texted me a picture. Apparently, her and the kid found them, and they're putting them on and making fun of me.
Fucking weird.
I can hear, are you podcasting with a raccoon? Are you in a trash can? Are you scourging for food?
No.
So
no, I'm not doing it. I'm chilling. I'm having a good day.
I went into Scars.
No, not yet. No,
with Hannibal Buress. Because Mike's been talking about it a lot. I missed that when it was real. And Mike's voice literally sounds just like Nick's voice. He went through some sort of voice deepening between 2007 and 2011. You think it's just the amount of talking it takes to do a show like that? It like
really
makes a merch out of your voice. Well, he also was smoking a lot back then.
Make a merch.
Yeah, so I was like, oh my god,
like Nick. This
Nick, if you'd stuck with it, you'd be Mike. You could have done this.
You think that's how it works?
You just stick it out long enough. I don't think Nick what the fuck Nick
be wants. Mike.
Nick seems like a very indecisive person that maybe he's making the best decisions. Like, in hindsight, I wish I had gone to college for money or some sort of paying job, or just stayed out and like worked my way up to something so I'd have a decent living at this age. Nope. Went following those dreams like a fucking idiot. Nick's probably making the best choice out of all of us.
Yeah.
But he seems like a fag while he's doing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He seems like a fag. Yeah,
I really want to get Riff Raff involved in this in a real way.
Hey, guys, it's me, the Mac Man. At this point, the audio starts screwing up where it's playing things in the wrong order, but it's also overlaying the audio, so I can't even cut it up to fix it. Also, I got to go to work pretty soon, so you're on your own. Enjoy.
Well, he's up to no good.
Really? You think he would?
He's been everywhere I go on my Instagram, my Facebook, my fucking Twitter. I get ads for this scheme he has going where if you're a new artist, you submit a track and a robot hits you back and then it asks you for money. And it's like every week they're running through a new contest and he's just stacking up money. And he ain't helping no one. You heard of one Riff Raff artist that broke?
I heard a Riff Raff song in fucking... shit,
you know what I thought about doing was making a parody Riff Raff account, like Riff Raff XL or something, and then just dressing like him and doing increasingly disturbing videos. Until I got his attention. Seems like a lot of work for an endgame that might never come.
Well, Ian, the one good thing about being 40 and white is you can just do things that have no end. Well, there's no end game. You can just do them now because you have the time.
just you can do it just because you can. That's why people golf.
You have fuck, man, let me tell you something. I don't understand. I played when I was a kid, but I don't understand golf. I don't want to be a part of golf. I hope I'm never. I'm not going to be an old guy who plays golf. Fuck that.
I think you just got to have a thing. Like,
why not just go for a walk? Why are we doing this? Seriously.
My wife complains that, like, I go do comedy and she doesn't get a night to, like, go do anything. but she's also not into anything.
Yeah, that's what would she do?
Well, so I talked to my buddy about this, and he's like, "Oh man, my wife has a book club." So I was like, "Baby, you got that beautiful Kindle? You got to get a book club. I'll watch the kid. You go sip some wine, hang out with some Karens. It'll do you a world of good."
That idea. I mean, I don't know.
Right now, she's really into genealogy.
What the fuck is?
Her dad bought her a 23andMe for Christmas like 2 years ago, and ever since then, it's like she's trying to find her family tree all the way back to mitochondrial Eve and shit.
That is some fucking bullshit.
She keeps asking me questions about my life. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm here.
Yeah. This is it. This is where I'm from. Riverdale, Illinois. I was talking to Jings and Things, and he was bitching about all these channels that review music, and he did like a parody of it. And then I was telling him about the Riff Raff contest, and he's like, I told him what he should do is throw his own fake parody contest just to make fun of how dumb these like bullshit contests are, these bringer shows.
Yeah.
And they play these scams everywhere. When I was trying to be a screenwriter, I definitely wasted money throwing a script into a contest because it's fucking impossible to get a hold of an agent.
Well, it's all bullshit, man.
It's all bullshit and it's all bad for you.
Yeah. Fucking George Collins. Oh, you know what else? This would be good for your podcast because you voted for Hillary Clinton. So
I don't know if I did.
No, you did. You told us you did.
I don't know that I voted. I probably would have voted for her. Just because Trump seems like a fucking maniac. Yeah, all right. So
Satan is worse than a maniac. Okay.
You know what? Let me interrupt your story real quick. Kanye West has picked his own party.
The birthday party.
I thought it was a joke, a meme, and I Googled it. It's real. He's running under the birthday party. And I love it. I love that he's just making a mockery of the whole thing. KB was not happy. She's why? Like, this dude is getting on my last nerve.
Why is KB not happy? Why did she become a political activist type thing?
Well, tell me what you think of this. You know, Nick Cannon got fired for being anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And KB was like, the black man don't get no second chances in this culture. And I was like, I think they just fired him for being anti-Semitic. I think this is just proof that the Jews run everything. I don't think this is racism. I think it's more about the Jews than the blacks.
Fair enough.
The Jews are the only group that has ever asked rappers to apologize for saying stuff. Like even women's rights groups gave up in the 90s.
Yeah, oh, you're talking about Ice Cube?
Mm-hmm. They gave up on hate and rap like 20 years ago, but Jews will still be like, Jay-Z, we didn't like that lyric.
I can't hear you.
I was talking about how the Jews definitely don't run the media.
Well, they might. I don't know. I go, even if they do, like, what you know, what difference does it make?
They're, what did Patrice call them? They were cartel men. They're a very powerful cartel.
That's true.
I deal in low-level Jews. All right, so you were telling the story before I interrupted you with five stories.
I don't
know. Do you have any? We're talking about Nick and groups of people you don't like.
Oh,
Riff Raff, Jangs and Things.
I think I'm having a mini stroke. Because I don't remember what I was going to say.
Do you smell burning feathers?
No, I don't smell burning feathers.
Have you been following a character I call the C-Plot at all?
No.
He's my friend that he was gay, then he was straight, and he's currently living in his car, and he sent me his living will, but then he took it from me because he's going to go change his name. The latest update is that first he texted me he definitely had ball cancer, and then he went to see a doctor, and they're like, no, it's just like a cyst or something. But my buddy insists that it is cancer and that he is going to die. So he's demanding a second opinion, but he just drove his homeless ass to Texas and he has to get a referral from his doctor in Colorado in the middle of a pandemic that he doesn't believe in.
This guy is got some fucking issues.
He's in the middle of a midlife crisis and shit just got real on him. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you can't keep playing around, man. You in or you out? Society's going on.
Yeah, man, pick a lane. I'll be back. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Guys, the With Apologies show is on summer break for at least the next 4 weeks. Now, there might still be a show. Bella Ann or Nick might pop up and decide to produce the show. But Ross Dog has other stuff to do for the next 4 weeks. Everybody walked away from the last episode feeling like it was terrible. I enjoyed it. Thought it was fine. I think the show falling apart is part of the show. They're also hating on us for our low numbers. And the episode was up late because YouTube has some goofy glitch where the video would play on the mobile device, but it wouldn't play on a computer, on a laptop. And so I couldn't rip the file because I couldn't get it to play on my computer. But that fixed itself after like 3 days. The next best option was going to be to screen record it in chunks and then repost it. And then rip that and then cut those files together. This 3 hour long episode. The one episode where I'm like, hey guys, I'm hanging out. Let's stay here. Let's stay up late. This won't be any trouble for me in the morning. I'm trying to rip this goddamn episode. There's nothing I hate more than an 11 hour episode. Because it is just tedious and time consuming to rip the files and move them around. 11 hour long episodes of the show that I want to get on the podcast.
Oh, you mean like Redbox?
Thankfully, somebody gave him a server and he has his own tech guy to take care of all that. But on our show, me and Ross Dog have to do all that.
That's true. Fuck,
pain in the ass.
Yeah.
No, you're roboting out. Are there any other people that are bothering you lately?
I don't know. That's all I can think of. The one thing that's bothering me is fucking internet right now. It's not working on my fucking Mac Pro. I have to be honest, Macs are completely overrated shit. Like, I've got this Windows laptop. I've had it for like a month now. Probably two. Works flawlessly. My Mac Pro, it just constant fucking problems.
Doing a whole bunch of weird shit on there. You on Pirate Bay all day. You're on the dark side of the web.
No, I do that on my Windows computer. I do it on my Windows computer. I never have no problems.
They're a very sus company. iTunes drives me nuts. They added an update to our phone for like COVID alerts. They just installed it and they're like, hey, we're
fuck that.
So we'll let you know if you got it.
I don't like that they is doing that shit.
Arana Nation basically broke the selling children as furniture scandal.
Selling children as furniture. I got to hear this.
It's called like the Colfax or something.
It's a good idea.
So this company would advertise like an armoire, and it would be named like Lisa, and it would have a number to it. If you Googled the name and the number together, it would bring up the picture of a missing child. And they were low-key selling kids. At least that's what it looks like.
What the
I don't know how the fuck people put that shit together. It's like when somebody finds a glitch in a video game where they're like, yeah, turn around 400 times and then walk right, and it glitches it out, and you can see that a programmer wrote their name on the glitched out wall. Who was on this case? Who accidentally ordered a kid? And then they were like, couldn't return it.
What the fuck?
And that's what broke the scandal.
Yeah, what the fuck?
$10,000.
And who's looking for furniture? You just go into a fucking IKEA, like.
Anyway, Arana Nation, he was the first person I saw post about it, and now Jesse P.S.
Yeah, what the fuck?
On it. Rex.
Wow, Jesse is stealing from Arana Nation. I have to say, I am very happy that Jesse guy gets shit on now.
He's
stupid fucking glasses.
He's like a guy. He reminds me of like Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick was into,
you know, what,
the nerdist comedian. And there was a time when I was into comic books.
No clue who that is.
And Walking Dead and stand-up comedy. I was into all the same stuff he was into, but I just found him insufferable.
I
couldn't listen to him for a second. It drove me insane. So, Jesse P.S. is one of those guys. He's making all the right moves. He's doing all kinds of bold
Sounds
stuff.
Familiar.
It just doesn't sit right. It could be it. I'm not going to. It
doesn't sit right because he's a fucking retard.
Finding the answer. I'm just going to leave him where I found him.
Leave him where you found him, huh?
Did you see the. We can wrap this up. Did you see the resurrection?
I'm sorry, I'm looking for drugs right now. Yes, I did. I was like, yo, like, there's not gonna be a resurrection of Jordan Peterson, fucking retard.
He's the guy. He's the intellectual.
Yeah, I know, right?
He'll save us all. All right, man.
Fuck, he's annoying.
I mean, we gotta have someone, right? Someone's gotta.
I don't like intellectuals.
You can't just let this thing run rampant. Oh, wait, let me tell you about this one. I was watching a conspiracy show on Netflix today, and they were talking about Bobby Kelly. Bobby Kennedy. You know what, dude? Bobby Kennedy's brother, when he got shot, this dude, like, ran up and shot him 8 times, and they caught him. But he swears he didn't do it. And so there's people looking into him being a Manchurian candidate and there being a second shooter. Now, their evidence is that there was a reporter there, and he had a live mic in the 1960s.
Oh, like,
and he recorded it. And so they took this tape to an audio tape analysis expert, top of his field. And he's, you know, Jordan Peterson. Well, if you look here, I've counted 13 shots, and his gun only held 8 shots. And then they cut to the program he used to find his evidence, and he's using Audacity free downloadable audio editing software that I use to make my podcast was his amazing piece of scientific, his amazing tool that cracked the case.
Jesus. We gotta get rid of some people. There is a group of people we gotta get rid of.
I'm telling you about those
I'm not kidding.
Like mass group things where they trick people into solving riddles. I was thinking we gotta do that to someone. Like one day if we ever just like fuck with the world money. I wanna like document and manipulate Ari Shaffir going into a mad spiral. We just lead him around by the nose and it ends with him sitting in a room where he has to watch his comedy and listen to us talk about it. He's just gonna sit there for like 4 hours.
Alright. Let me tell you something about Ari Shaffir. It's not funny. Oh, speaking of which, that was very something. I something I wanted to talk about because I talked about it with Nick today. Whatchamacallit? Have you ever seen that time that Louis C.K. went on Conan O'Brien? He was wearing a suit and he was just talking about how much he loves Hillary Clinton and shit. Have you seen it? You go on YouTube and watch it, and you just see this guy who it's like it looks like they got like they must have his family fucking hostage, and they're gonna kill him. Like he says shit that if he heard someone say it, he would hate, and that's when a lot of people started hating Louis C.K. And I'm like, oh, this is the exact moment he stopped being funny
about Trump
right here,
the election, saying what a piece of shit he was. And then went on a media tour to promote this letter. The artiste has spoken. He is an abomination.
That's why I like all the shit that's happened with him. I'm happy about. Because he's a piece of shit. Yeah, like it was almost like they were doing it like, hey, Louis, if you don't come out and say the right things, we're going to make sure that this doesn't go well for you.
I fucking hate all politicians. And she's like, yeah, well, you're going to endorse me. What do you want to fight?
No, but I want you to watch it. Actually, seriously, watch it because you'll see it and you won't fucking believe this is the same guy.
No, dude, after he did that, it became a thing.
First off, they're not that edgy or relevant.
I do everything but ass backwards.
That's true, but you've made many, many, many mistakes. It's okay. It's all right. I mean, you know, sometimes you do stuff, and I go, he'll see the error of his ways one day.
It's a Buckley process.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but fucking Louis C.K. Ugh. Ugh.
Coronavirus.
God, you know what? He's not back. I'm happy that he's failing. I
he's not that old and out of touch. Come on.
You know who he reminds me of? Don A.
His new special, he's talking
Let me tell you something. People who are defined by their kids, there's a fucking problem.
He's living that second childhood.
Really? Well, you fucking pissing me off. I don't think there's a single comedian I like anymore. I really don't think there's a single one.
I don't think I made it 10 minutes. And I used to love him so much.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Did you love him, or did you love what he was portraying? You heard about Jim Jefferies? Dude, you want to see real comedy? You got to check out this dude. His name is Mitch. He's no longer my friend.
I want to fucking kill whoever did that. Thank God. Ian, that's one thing that we got to negotiate. We got to negotiate me when I come to Chicago and visit when I get my passport. Because we have to go through all your friends and we're going to put them in two piles.
I would love to take you to an open mic.
A pile we're keeping and a pile we are fucking throwing away.
One of these guys comes to join the table, you're just like, nah, over there, over at the kids' table.
It's not that you're the kids' table. You're in the pile we're throwing out.
I don't. It's fine. I can tell just from looking at you. Just go over there.
Yeah.
That would be so fun for me.
There's a group. There's a insidious group that we just have to get rid of.
Down at the bottom, it's young dudes with pink hair and checkered shoes.
Vampires
and fishnets and some strange times down here. Not one bit.
I don't like it.
Hannibal and Eric Andre both dropped specials. Hannibal's was good. There's nothing of substance to what he does, but he tells a story about getting arrested, and that was super funny. The cop came to arrest him, and Hannibal was so turned up. He just looked at the body cam and was like, hey,
Hannibal Buress.
Like and subscribe. And the cop didn't take it well. And then Hannibal continue the last half of his special.
I like that.
Going through the coverage of what happened to him and showing the cop getting arrested for being a drunk. Apparently, when he arrested Hannibal, he was fleeing the scene of another.
The cop got arrested for being
another
drunk.
Another bar where he got too drunk and punched a guy. Yeah. And so the part of his getaway was he's like, I better arrest this black guy real quick.
Oh, the cop did?
Toss him in a car. His alibi is a court case. Your Honor.
That's a good idea.
Where was I?
I mean, if that's what you're going to do.
I would hate to be any kind of like copper security guard in an area that
has
lots of affluent people or people that could just like make my life a nightmare. Oh, fuck that shit, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to be a fucking cop either. I think that's the thing that the KBs of the world don't think about. It's like, who wants to be a cop, but someone has to do it?
Drunk and ready to fight you and thinking you can't put hands on them. 24/7. 10-hour shifts.
That's a good idea. Think about that shit.
I'm like, I will burn this chicken shack to the motherfucking ground.
Yeah, man. You ever thought about what it would be like if you didn't make chicken?
Once my kid gets in school, I can I'll either go be a manager at the chicken place so I can make a decent living, or I will just change fields dramatically so I can start having an office job.
That's a good idea. I think you should do that, man. Change fields dramatically.
Work my way up from the bottom.
Like you're fucking a 25-year-old.
If you're a good worker, most places will promote you within 6 months.
Yeah, man.
So a lot of people, there's a lot of jobs out there that people don't want to take because it pays shit. But it's like within a year or two, you can be making decent really? Money. If you're willing to do the work, but you got to stick it out.
I don't know if that's true.
I was thinking about maybe. It today, like, you know,
I mean, what would I know? My life is a disaster, so.
About what they've done. And marriage is its own form of jail, where it's like, just sit there and think about all the decisions that led to this. And if you get out of here, make sure you don't make those mistakes again, because you'll be right back here. Sometimes.
Damn, man, you gotta think. You think about your marriage like that?
Well, the other day, my
this
is a revealing story. My wife couldn't use the bathroom, so being a good husband, I went to the medicine aisle, and I got both X-Lax. Well, I went and I bought X-Lax and stool softener.
What do you mean she couldn't use the bathroom?
I don't know what helps the situation.
Oh, okay. So I thought you meant like there was a wall in front of the bathroom.
As I'm walking out, I see they got some little Lightning McQueen Cars toys. My kid loves those, so I grab three of those. I go over to the self-checkout, and the medicine scans, but the cars don't. And I had to have three different tellers come over, and the X-Lax was the same price as the Cars toy. And they're like, look, it's scanned right there. And I'm like, no, that's a different thing. So that's how much I love my wife, that I go get embarrassed at stores for her. Probably have to cut this part. Probably.
Just for it. For fucking X-Lax. No. This is staying. This is staying. She doesn't listen anyway. It's not gonna hurt her.
I would hope she doesn't go through the archive.
What if she did start listening? What would you do?
I can't remember at all. I
hope you forget and, about the X-Lax,
which is a miracle. Usually he's like bouncing off the walls when I get home from work. But he was in bed and the lights were down and some candles were lit. I'm like, oh shit, I'm about to have some sexy time.
Yeah.
That was just because she had used the bathroom earlier. There was no thought of sexy time. She was just,
oh my,
you
know, God.
Bless her heart for, you know, making sure I came home to a home that smelled like cinnamon rather than doo-doo. Bless her big heart.
All right, guys, this has been WTF with CEO. He's quite the character, quite the hip young kid. I hope he has a bright future ahead of him. And we got some new cartoons over on Philip Wave. There's a Andy cartoon. There's a Ian Ellis 8 Minutes cartoon. I think there's one other one in there. So go ahead over to Philip Wave, and we'll try to never use this app ever again. That or we just need to get our own RDA LLC dedicated satellite. All right, guys. Lock the gates. Also, go buy grills and flowers.com and other stupid crap like that.
My whole life was just a joke. My whole life was just a joke, but I'm still not laughing. Truth is, I think I said enough. No lie, this shit is fake as fuck.
seen death in my nightmares since I was young. I'm close to the edge, people tell me I should jump. Just a joke. My whole life was just a joke. But I'm still not laughing.